Almighty God, that the words which we have heard this day with our outward ears may through your grace be so grafted inwardly in our hearts that they may bring forth in us the fruit of good living to the honor and praise of your name through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. You may be seated. Sometimes local police department with the help of other law enforcement agencies, alert the public of a criminal on the loose. I was writing this illustration out, and I had no idea that on Friday night I would see this on the news, be on the lookout. Here's the person, saw somewhere in Arbutus, hold up an apartment, police surrounded the apartment, wasn't there after a long time. Well, they place his or her picture in the local news media outlets with the following instructions. Be on the lookout. You know what he looks like? Here's his picture. He could be in the surrounding area. If you see him, do not confront the individual. He is to be considered armed and dangerous. But rather, if you see him, call your local police department. Messages like that are alerts that are meant to warn and inform the public. Our New Testament reading for this morning, Mark 13, is an alert from Christ himself that he is coming again and how we can be prepared when he comes at his second advent to judge the living and the dead. One of the ways which we ascertain the message of a writer, whether a writer of scripture or any other piece of literature, is that we pay attention to repeated phrases or similar phrasing that they use. Well, in Mark 13, we hear Christ say three times, either be on the alert or keep on the alert. This phrase is used in Mark 13, 33, 35, and 37. I've said it before, repetition is the mother of all learning. When God tells us something once, we ought to pay attention. When he tells us twice, we ought to really pay attention. If he says it three times within a short space, he's trying to really grab our attention. Be on the alert. So this morning, I want to look at three ways that we need to be spiritually kept on the alert. First, keep on the alert. There is great trouble in this age. Throughout Mark 13, Christ warns of the great trouble that happens in this life in a variety of ways, all of which is challenging and not pleasant. In Mark 13, verses 24 and 25, it says this, "But in those days after that tribulation, the sun will be darkened and the moon will not give its light, and the stars will be falling from heaven, and the powers that are in the heavens will be shaken." These two verses speak of turbulence and disturbance in the stars and skies. This was figurative language used in the ancient world to speak of the overthrow of kings and kingdoms and the difficulties that came about in the events preceding, during, and the aftermath of a kingdom being overthrown. Through the childhood story that we know of, Chicken Little, the expression, "the sky is falling, the sky is falling." Well, in that story, Chicken Little thought the sky was falling, even though it really wasn't so. So that phrase has come to mean don't react negatively to circumstances and make them worse than they are. Don't panic and cause turmoil. Your circumstances may not be so bad in time. We don't want to cause a false alarm. But that's not true here. In the words of Jesus, this is a true and legitimate alarm when there is an overthrow of government and massive deaths happen through the change of power. This is not a false alarm. It's a true alarm. Many people were killed as one king was overthrown and a new group of people came to power. Certainly the ruling king and his family were killed. Soldiers in the king's army were killed and many citizens in the capital city and surrounding area were killed. Those who were loyal to the previous regime and opposed to the incoming regime after the overthrow were also likely killed. Whole cities and regions have become desolate with the loss of life, the burning and destruction of cities and a whole region with the collapse of the economy due to this devastation. This is a true rupture and crisis in the country involved in this. Now, our Lord Jesus Christ had a definite historical event in mind within the lifetime of the apostles in Israel. Because in 70 AD, Titus, the Roman general, who would later become a Roman emperor, destroyed the temple in Jerusalem in response to the Jewish war, which started in AD 66. These were troubling circumstances that Jesus predicted, part of which was the fulfillment of his very words in Mark 13. And other things happened throughout this period, that there was an appearance of false messiahs, probably in the first century. There were 12 to 15 false messiahs, people who claimed to be messiah. Once that messiah, so-called, was killed, oops, check that one off the list. There were wars and rumors of wars. There were natural disasters such as earthquakes and famines, and there was also persecution of Christian believers. All of this is predicted in Mark 13, some of which happened in the first century. Now, there's great disagreement among Christians of how much of these difficulties were fulfilled in 70 AD and how much is yet to be fulfilled in the future. But to make a very long story very short, I believe much of these difficulties happened in 70 AD, but as well throughout the church age, including today, it's still being fulfilled, especially the part about persecution of Christian believers, about false prophets, false messiahs, and a great tribulation. It will intensify right before Christ comes again. But in any case, we need to keep on the alert, for there is great trouble in this life. Secondly, keep on the alert, for this age will end in a great day, the day of Christ's second coming. Let us take note of Mark 13, verses 26 and 27. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in clouds with great power and glory. Then he will send forth the angels and will gather together his elect from the four winds, from the farthest end of the earth to the farthest end of heaven. These two verses speak of the second advent of Christ when he sends forth his angels to gather his elect from all over the earth and welcome them into his kingdom. This is also a day in which those who don't believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, both the living and the dead, are judged by Christ and go away into eternal judgment. We can become so accustomed to this life and its blessings and its challenges that we lose sight of God's grand and final design for his people. I.e., I'd rather Jesus come before December 25th, 2016, than have another shopping round. But sometimes, because it has been 2016 years since Christ's birth, we almost are lulled into this is an endless cycle. Will it ever happen? Yes, it will. In my lifetime, I don't know. Believe me, if Jesus wouldn't tell the apostles, in fact, he didn't even know when he spoke these words when he's coming again, I guarantee you none of us knows the day. And if anybody claims they know the day, you better tell them to hush up. Because if Jesus didn't know, how in the world do you think you know? It happened then, and it's still happening. Charlatans claim they know today. They think that somehow through some complex algebra, they see something in the New Testament which nobody else has known for 2,000 years. Don't believe the algebra. No one knows the day or hour. If it's good enough for Jesus, it's good enough for us. So don't believe somebody who knows complex algebra and can predict the day. Forget it. Forget about all the charts. Forget about all the schemes. Remember how Lindsay sang within the establishment of the nation state of Israel in 1948, Jesus was going to come back within a generation. Kind of long for a generation, wouldn't you say? 60 years? Don't believe it. This passage is all about keep on the alert. Don't make charts. Keep on the alert. And so Jesus tells us, no one knows the day or the hour. We can become so accustomed to living this life that we forget there's an age to come. In fact, not only do you or I not know the day or the hour of Christ's second advent, you or I don't know the day and hour of our death. So whether we go to be with the Lord or the Lord comes to us, it's the same message. Keep on the alert. Human history is not going to go on forever and ever. God has appointed a day in which he will bring a close to human history by sending his Son to provide final salvation to his people and final judgment for his enemies. For those who don't believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, it will be a day of judgment. But for the people of God, it will be a merciful day of salvation and deliverance. So Christ calls us to be on the alert for his second coming, for it is certain and final. We need to be prepared for Christ, who is holy and has provided the one way of salvation by trusting in him as the way, the truth, and the life. While this life is a dress rehearsal for God's final kingdom, this gives a proper perspective on the importance of this life. We must likewise recognize that while this life is a dress rehearsal, it's a dress rehearsal. This life isn't heaven. It may be a foretaste of heaven, but it does not have the fullness of God's kingdom and resurrection life in this world. God will have for us a new heavens and a new earth, and for that we look forward. So while this life foreshadows that which is to come, it has limitations built into it, and we must gauge our expectations according to its limitations. Christian believers need to look forward to Christ's second advent as a day of hope and final salvation. Third of all, keep on the alert. We have a great calling to serve the Lord each and every day doing his will. Mark 13, verses 33 through 37 say this, "Take heed, keep on the alert, for you do not know when the appointed time will come. It is like a man away on a journey who, upon leaving his house and putting his slaves in charge, assigning to each one his task, also commanded the doorkeeper to stay on the alert. Therefore, be on the alert, for you do not know when the master of the house is coming, whether in the evening, at midnight, or when the rooster crows, or in the morning, in case he should come suddenly and find you asleep. What I say to you, I say to all, be on the alert." Be on the alert, be ready by keeping yourself busy doing the Lord's work, because he is coming again on any day. Just think about it. Today, November the 27th, 2016, could be the last day of human history. It may not be, but it could be. Well, he gives the illustration of a master going away on a long journey and giving tasks to each of his servants. I'm going to make up a few. Maybe to one he says, repair the roof. Another, paint the house. Another, mow the yard. Another, sweep the house. Another, keep watch at the door. Each one has his task to do. The servants don't have the advantage of knowing when the master is going to return, but they are responsible to get done what their master has expected them and assigned them to do. What a fitting illustration to give to us. For we all are given gifts, opportunities, relationships, and specific challenges assigned to us by Almighty God. And He wants us to be busy serving Him and making good use of all the gifts that He's given to us. For instance, one can break down one's individual callings and stations in life in this way. What do you do for a living? Are you single or married? What neighborhood do you live in? What relationships do you have with your neighbors? What hobbies, skill sets, or other avocations do you have? What types of relationships do you have with your family and relatives? So under the big umbrella of callings, we have a combination of relationships, gifts, and stations in life which need to be cultivated to the glory of God and the benefit of others. Throughout all these individual responsibilities, we have a common calling as Christians to love the true God above all, to love our neighbors as ourselves, to obey God's moral law, and to bring forth the fruit of the Spirit, to believe the gospel and to repent of our sins. Well, we need to be fully engaged in the work of the Lord, both in our unique callings as well as our common calling as Christians. We must always keep in mind that we are not perfectly faithful in these things, which drives us back to the reality that we always need to go back to the foot of the cross and trust in Christ alone for salvation, to wholly depend on Christ for the forgiveness of our sins. The Lord Jesus could come back before this day is over. In fact, as I said before, no one even knows the day of his or her death. No one can be certain that we will live to see another day. So our preparation remains the same, whether we go to Jesus through death or Jesus comes to us through his second coming. But whenever Christ comes, whether today or someday in the near or distant future, we are called to be ready to meet Him and serve Him each and every day. This age has great trouble. This age will end in a great day, the second advent of Christ. But today we have great callings to fulfill, which our Master has assigned to us. Let us pray. Lord God Almighty, we pray that you would strengthen our trust in you to serve you, to love you, to obey you, that we may be welcomed by you at your second coming, the blessed day of hope and salvation, that all your people long and wait for, O Lord. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. This we ask and beg in your holy name. Amen.